Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
Now, Chicago, bring this back.
Another illusion I chose to create.
17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tiana Lawrence is our guest. Tiana is the author of Blockchain for Dummies, new edition coming out, the second edition just now. I encourage you to check it out. Folks, as you've heard me say before, I get I don't know how many books in here a week from people who want me to review their book, want me to interview them on my show, but I found Tiana's books, and I didn't wait for her to send me one. I bought a bunch of them. I've been giving them away, and so I recommend it. When you hear me write a check for a book and start giving them away, you know it's a good one. And so I sought her out, and we're so grateful that she's become a great resource for us over the last two or three years. Tiana, thanks again for being here. You've got your ear to the ground on blockchain. Not just the technology, but the way it's manifesting in the form of startups, people who are starting businesses that are based on the blockchain foundation. Either they're being driven by a blockchain, or they're offering a blockchain or crypto type of product. And you've got one in particular that you're an investor in that I want you to tell us about. I think it's going to be exciting. And probably in the future of a lot of small businesses. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So what I saw with the ICO craze was a global desire by the average person to invest in technology that would change their lives. Mm-hmm. And the other aspect of that was to be able to do an investment that could have life-changing money. And those kind of investment opportunities just haven't been available to people for a long time. What we saw is that small cap companies have basically disappeared. They just don't go public anymore. And
right.
There's been a lot of hype about all the IPOs.
Well, one of the reasons is partially because you had Sarbanes-Oxley and you had Dodd-Frank and it just got to where it was, and with all the 90-day conference calls and all the analysts. Looking down your throat, a lot of these small companies, Wall Street just isn't a good place to be.
Yes, absolutely. There's a couple issues that happen. So the cost of going public is quite expensive for a lot of companies.
Prohibitive.
It's somewhere between $3 to $6 million for these smaller companies to go public every year. That's the cost that they have to have. And then on top of that, they just can't withstand the market forces that squeeze all the liquidity out of them. They don't have a way of protecting themselves, and so it's better.
And they can't plan long term. The investors, the institutional investors, won't let them plan long term if it possibly takes a hit of a penny on their stock.
Yes, absolutely. So what we've seen is, you know, ICOs. I was kind of the entrepreneurs. Desire to be able to raise capital and do something interesting.
Okay, Tiana, you got to tell them what an ICO is. Go ahead.
Initial coin offering. So it's the ability to raise capital globally to fund an idea. Now, the issue with ICOs is that many of them were unregistered securities, which are illegal, and some of them were used to defraud people. So what I saw the opportunity with ABE, which is called it's ABE, which is a better exchange, was the opportunity to bring back a global small cap market so that small cap companies could raise capital compliantly, be able to control their marketplace so they don't have liquidity squeezed out by high frequency traders, and to allow the average person to be able to invest in earlier stage investments that still had the potential for growth, still had the potential to have life-changing money versus we see with like Uber and things like that, where they've raised so much venture capital that there's nothing left for the average person.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's not going to be that major growth like we saw with Amazon.
That's right. And so, and the ICO folks, the initial coin offering, is a token. When you invest in a company, Gianna, correct me if I'm wrong here, you receive a token for your, or a coin for your investment, and that's your record of ownership, and it's secured, it's chronicled and secured by a blockchain, right?
Yes, most of them were created using the Ethereum network.
Right.
And Ethereum is a blockchain that has Turing-complete programming languages that let programmers write any kind of application they can really dream of.
This is really important, mm-hmm. folks. The Ethereum blockchain is a variation on the Bitcoin blockchain. It's more open source. It's more democratic, isn't it, the Ethereum blockchain?
I would say that they're different. I wouldn't say that one's more democratic or not.
Well, Ethereum's easier to use, isn't it?
Ethereum was developed specifically to allow for the creation of decentralized applications.
Right.
Versus Bitcoin, which it does have the same potential, but got kind of mired into some politics between people's desire just to mm-hmm. use it as a currency.
Mm-hmm.
versus people that wanted to build applications because it would slow it down.
So, right.
You know, this is
hold on to that thought, Tiana. When we come back, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about this some more. We're going to continue this conversation about how you can invest in small-cap companies through ICOs, initial coin offerings, that are built on and delivered by, secured by, blockchain technology. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.